breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with his wife. A couple things. One, I did, I mentioned yesterday about the leaked audio. It's a little over an hour of a conversation between Julian Assange and a representative of the U.S. State Department. I listened to it. This is from 2011. And I found it interesting because preserving the reputation of the organization of WikiLeaks, which, as far as I understand, has still maintained 100% accuracy reputation in the sense of everything they have published under their name has been verified as coming from the sources they indicate. So when they expose things like the Clinton emails and the State Department emails or the Vatican, whatever that was, you can't refute it. When they expose things like the OPCW, which has a whole bunch of leakers that show that the Duma chemical attack was staged, there was no attack per se, which makes the U.S. look bad because we sent missiles as a unprovoked attack on a foreign country that was unjustified. So it doesn't make us look good. But it was interesting to listen to that dialogue because the analogies are phenomenal with my attempt at reconciliation, because I'm trying to point out that I'm striving to reconcile in obedience to Christ. And if you don't and you get exposed, you're going to be like the U.S. government, exposed for being an absolute fraud, a liar, malicious, and very hurtful. Speaking of that, I was thinking about Jim Cross when he did send me the one email. I sent him the postcard. He sent an email. His email said, "Oh, great! You want to reconcile? Here are the terms." And the terms included. I must provide for my family for 2 years before, it's interesting. One, obviously, those terms came out of the Right Honorable Mr. Cross. It didn't come from the scripture. It came from a cold stone heart, which I'm still trying to reconcile with. But at the same time, it's fascinating to me. I live in a 3-bedroom house. And if I didn't have to spend, almost $1,000 a month sending it to my wife, that would be that kind of money, additional money available to take care of, the food and necessities and so forth, would be more than adequate. There would be no second income required. Interesting. So by separating my family, you've increased the expenses and you blame me for that. Yeah. Do you work for the government? It's the same kind of logic, it seems. But it's most unfortunate. But I'm still pursuing reconciliation, one foul man to another. And that remains my hope. One other little trivia point. Many months back, years ago, I started the aggressive walking. And, I remember the first day I got to the, because I was doing 3 miles, a 3-mile round trip. And after a 3-mile round trip, I was tired. Then I built up. And then one day I went all the way to the end of the Greenway, which is a 4.2-mile one-way thing. So plus getting to the beginning, it was round trip, about 9 miles. But when I got to the end there, it was kind of like, okay, I'm at the end. I got to walk all the way back. there's no other option. I got to walk all the way back. But suddenly I was doing 9 miles. Now, we do things like 16 and whatnot. It's not a big deal. I remember earlier this year, I did a 15-mile hike locally. And by the time I was done with it, I was at the same speed as I started. So because of my continual exercising that I improved. Well, you know, especially I was concerned last year during winter, it's a little harder to go out, as I did today. I only did a mile today, but I started doing jumping jacks. And when I first started doing them, like I said, many months ago, it was kind of like take a breath between each jumping jack because it was hard. And I did 64 initially, and they were kind of sloppy. You know, now I start the morning with doing 256, and my intent is at least 512 each day. And I've been doing that quite reliably, except for the one day that I went over 2,000. but, you know, when I started, it was you know, I was breathing heavy. Now I do the 128 at a time, and, you know, I'm done, and I'm taking extra breath, and I'm fine. I don't have that fatigue, but I've been working on trying to get the form right. I still, especially in my morning when I do the 256, they're kind of sloppy, because that's a lot. But I figure I do that because I want to do the number as opposed to the form. But then when I do the 128s later in the day, the form is better. But wasn't quite right until today. Suddenly something snapped. And suddenly the form became really good. And I can tell because the impact of the arms. Suddenly, I don't know what happened, but just like it was like flipping a switch. Suddenly, I'm encouraged. You know, for a guy who was the, you know, physical things were just not me. It's really been remarkable, and it's something I celebrate, and I do think it's something that a woman who is in love with her husband would say, this is a good thing, because that will probably improve the odds that he's going to be around for me. Well, my lady, the odds are looking really good, because, you know, I met a gentleman 2 days ago, I think, when I was coming back, and he said, I see you walking a lot. My doctor told me I need to because of, you know, my heart and whatnot. And we talked a bit. And he said, yeah, I need to at least walk a mile, you know, because I see you walking. How far? Yeah, I just walked 8 miles. You know, it's kind of like, and it's kind of like, oh, wow. But see, what I'm striving to do is encourage people. Because you'll find a lot of people a lot have documented this, that walking is one of the healthiest things you can do. And I think there's a difference, you know, obviously there's a difference between men and women, but I think for a guy, aggressive walking is important. And, you know, I have a height advantage, obviously, but walking at, right now it seems my average is 4.7 miles an hour over long distances. You know, that puts me well in the top 1%. So it's something I want to encourage others to do. And I was really delighted that I was able to do this to a guy. I'm guessing he's in his late 50s. But he's large and has a little bit of a belly. Not a big belly. He's a large guy. So the belly was not, you know, it was not a floppy belly, but it was very much there. And that is my desire, to encourage somebody, to actually walk with them, anyone who is willing. I've done that once with one gentleman, a Hispanic man that lives a few doors down. We only walked maybe half a mile, but it's a joy to walk and encourage another man. I remember years ago, I mentioned this, I think, recently. I walked with a guy who, I mean, for him, a half mile walk was wow. And it was really slow. But I walked with him one day, and we got to a particular point. And he said, well, this is where I turn around. So I just encouraged him. I said, well, let's go one step further. And he did one step further. And you know, it's those little subtle things. to encourage somebody, even that one little step. I'm finding that, again, this is one of the great joys in life, to encourage another human being, because they're human beings created in the image of God. Like people like Julian Assange and even Jim Cross. And that's why I don't run from him, but try to challenge him as a brother. Act like a follower of Christ. Show love, please. And my lady, I love you.